אנחנו לא רוצים לתוך קוף נון א', סעיף א', פסחית, ושנכנס עוד ממעטים בשמחה. לגמורה, השם שמשנכנס עוד לא אומר ובשמחה, כך משנכנס עוד ממעטים בשמחה, ושתבוא בגזל מוגן אברון, אין מול נרון ורוצה לומר שאין שמחים בי כלל. נעד אפשר במעטים בשמחה לא כי, אפשר שאין שמחים בי כלל. שרצינו אז מציין תספס that could be that this be homes is mash mal is not mamish hello poch is mer geil but in a way is a loch is mamatim besimcha yet no it's a dinner the gemara so you have to mamat besimcha no but as mali normally happens close to this time and some people make them simcha but is a loch is mamicha He said, Mishere Shavoyda brings down Shememayet besimche kama sheefshar shele yovoy li male schoy pi. There was a bocher, Zalud Polovich. So it was the end of the zman, the meaning was that Elon went like a chizuk, he go to different yeshivas. Last week, was the meaning of the Baal meeting today. So I went to Chassidish Yeshiva. Went to Chedusa. To Chassidish Yeshiva. So I remember we arrived with Chedush Ov. The end is one. Chedush Ov. So we showed up with Chedush Ov. Morning we were learning. Then lunch, we went down to the dining room. And we heard singing and dancing. And the tune was the same tune that we sing, Mishenichlas Odo. They were singing the same tune, Mishenichlas Odo. And when they finished to sing after 5 minutes, they became quiet, and the bachur went up on his table. And he said, it's shit, it's falling. Names, Mishenichnas of the Martim Koyach HaKlipes Besimcha. And again, everyone started to dance. I was there. So the Maisa of Shemazam al Erbat brings it down. I'll read what he says of it. Vahoyo Rogi Lehadrich, the Abba Pisha Mishenichnas of the Martim Besimcha. הקופונים, התאיר והתפילה יהיו בשמחה. אז מי מגילים לי סדר. פושב שאקוספיר בדובו. איר הפעם אחס, שאום רצו לבחו לפני רבינו בדרך פשיטוס, הרי יש מי שפירש, מי שנכנס אוב במעטי מסצורויס בשמחה. ומוכו רבינו על כך בטריק. כמה מנסים לו ברחוק הסאמס יש ויתוך אל אס דיבותר והגדולים שאומרו מאין ירצה לסבוך ולסאים ועדה ונזכרנו על עבדת השם בתר ובמצווס בשמחה these days the עבדת השם has to be even more בשמחה אבל נעד פשעת חס ושולם אבל מפת יעקר חס ושולם פשעתי בחזל משמוס So this is the Pesach of Shemazam and the Yavidah Shail. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Paschal is Mematim Bemasa Umatim. The Shulchan Aruch Mishabu Mizdam that in our days, Hakob Bidei Chayenu. But the Masa Umatim Shal Simcha is Roi Leachmer. If you need different things for the house, if it's not Dvorim Shal Simcha Shal Noi, you're allowed to. But Klei Zov, Klei Kesef, you're not allowed to buy. What if your washing machine, your dryer, these things break? Meikar Alim, you're allowed to buy. Even if it's not, you're not allowed to buy a new washing machine or a new fridge in the 9 days. But if it breaks, you're allowed to. Nisim Karel, it says, even if it breaks, you're not allowed to. Now, you're not allowed to buy new clothes. Even if you're not planning to wear them in the 9 days. Chaim Kanievsky says, even not to buy a new yarmulke and a galp. Adam and Amayim and Shtiblach already in the way, when a couple of people ask me to buy yarmulkes, tzitzis, galplach. It brings a rival to Shabuas. It might be foolish in Shabuas. Shabuas speaks about buying in a few weeks. So we learned last week that the clothes, if you have to say Shechionu, you can't buy. Shabuas says, but if you don't have to say Shechionu, like socks, you could buy till the 9 days. So the foolish, you can't buy socks. You can't buy a yarmulke. What if a person doesn't have shoes for Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, you can't wear shoes, you have to buy slippers. He doesn't have slippers. So the Chaim Kanievsky holds that you're allowed to buy it, because it's Chaldei V'Salein. Chaldei V'Salein. But if you could buy it before, you could, but it's too late anyways. If it's a sale, you're allowed to buy a sale. Now, as a halacha, you're not allowed to sew yourself new clothing.
A sale means any sale? A big sale?
A big sale, not something that's like a yarik. You feel you will lose. I had a shayla, if you ask me, I had a shayla last week. So a lady called me up. My family, I'm close to the family. We live in Otisrael, there's a choshev, Bagitshir, or Shoshiva, and something in between. And his parents are Malin, and her parents are Malin. Both of the parents are Malin, both of them are very, very comfortable. Very. Now they send their kid, the daughter, to her parents for the summer, for 2 weeks. The grandmother, so first she was by Anna, because today she's arriving by the mother's mother. She loves to take her grandmother shopping. She's there only for a week till Tisha B'Av. She wants to know if she's allowed to let her daughter go shopping with her grandmother. The grandmother writes to her, she keeps shopping, yeah? Abelos, So we're not waiting to Yerushalayim, yeah? They have palaces all over anyway. She wants to know. One of the Tzadda Ashayla, another Tzadda Ashayla, that the mice, it's like a shtick of Dada Ohav, but it's bigger from a sale. She doesn't buy, she doesn't have. So this was the Shayla I was asked. I said that I have to think it over. Calling back, he said, "Oh, I want to explain to you why I'm thinking of. I'm not thinking about the kid. I'm thinking that the mice is lifnei evil to go with the grandmother to buy. The kid maybe is allowed, but the grandmother is for sure not allowed for to do what she's doing. Well, the psak was not. To. Hope I did the right thing. What is the right thing? I think the psak is not." To. Coming is the issue to sew clothes. sew yourself a new suit. How about to fix the old one, you're allowed to. Some say that Shavuot Shechal Boy is a shtick from a shmois in a Biur Halacha, that maybe it's a problem, even an old one. To sew buttons and these things, for sure you're allowed to fix. But the read out of the Steinberg, the Bach is mashmah that is also old words. He meant that in the old days people took like an old suit and the guy opened it and redid it completely. But just to fix, you know, the pants, if it's a bit too long, or to sew some buttons on the shirt, is no problem. Now, is it issu to wear Shabbos clothes? When you look at the halacha, it's interesting. In one place, it's a mashma that the ikir issu of Shabbos clothes because it's Gihutzom Niko, and since the halacha did not allow to wear clothes, but the ma'ase says mevur in different places in Mishavua that Shabbos clothes is a stirat avelus. Now, sometimes a person has clothes that are not mamish Shabbos clothes. It's a better suit, that is no problem to wear. Normally during the week he goes with a jacket that is blue and a pants that is black. But he also has, lamazanim, a black jacket. It's not a Shabbos jacket. Well, it's one color, it's a little bit, you know. So that is allowed for, or she has a tie. So some people, some married people, will go with a tie the whole time. I'm saying they could go with a tie the whole time. Shiva Bochum, that guy only go with ties in Shabbos. So if it's a tie that is talking to you from Shabbos, what if the guy has a tie? He doesn't go for Shabbos. There's all different matzavim. He has an extra, like a weekly tie. Flies. All different times. They like to wear a tie. So that tie is not. It's not chaloyis din than a tie. If a person dates, the Zama said, if he doesn't have proper clothes that he could wear, he's allowed to wear Shabbos. Bar mitzvah, engagement. So the chosim kala, the parents for sure are allowed to, the grandparents for sure are allowed to. The guy with the uncles, so you have to know, there's a big machleik is a poison. It's totally, if the taka looks like strange that they don't wear it, they're allowed to. If it doesn't look, I mean, cousins have been brothers and sisters not far away from them. So if the pshat is normally the word and will look strange that not, that they're retired, that they don't, you could be making. But a marshal, what we're calling tonight, was an engagement. I said, the chasm kala, the parents. Brothers don't have to. So you just got engaged. You make a vote. Yeah, not every time all the shvalim, it's probably the fiddle matzah, yeah? Now, our meaning is that in Shabbos we wear regular Shabbos clothes. Why? So there's two reasons. The Goyim brings down, the Shabbos brings down on the meaning of go that they wear. The Shabbos brings down the Shabbos chazon and we don't wear Shabbos clothes. The The Shabbat is done on Pi Agro, that in Vilna they wore Shabbos clothes. Why? This is interesting. The Orach HaShulchan says a reason, and I want to tell you a reason. The Orach HaShulchan time is that in the old days, the Shabbos clothes and the weekday clothes were the same. One was blue, one was black. Not a bochum. They have a blue suit for weekday, a black one for Shabbos. Then they buy a new one. So then becomes Shabbos blue, weekday black. Then, you know, they go off a bit, they get a gray one. So then Shabbos becomes gray, and weekday becomes blue. So there's no difference there. This, by someone else, this is Shabbos clothes. So it was not Niker da Avelis Befaresis. But us, like the weekday, we go to Abba Shreimel. Shabbos, we go to Shreimel. It's Avelis Befaresis. Weekday, we get Kultz. Sure. Shabbos, we get Lang. So then he says, but today that the Malchus was going as we wear the same clothes the whole time. So you have to go back. There's no Hashem who speaks back and forth. Why the mice, I think, today, Klal Yisrael wear Shabbos clothes? You know, sometimes you have some bochum. They wake up in the middle of the night, Shabbos. Not choshev bochum. And a mistake, they put in the light on the way to the bathroom. Maybe such a story happens at all. Forgot that the Shabbos. Okay, the Yashiv also doesn't have to be a Shabbos. I'm not doing enough in that sugya. I discussed it a couple times on the Yashiv. Time is not very hot, but that is a bazunda shoes. Try to argue. He says the time is not a shaking, that crazy to the guns. When Rabbi Yashiv told it to me, I was writing the Kuntras and the Gemara in Shabbos, that if a person is Mechal Shabbos, he has to write in the Pinkas. Shibona Bisamigdash Ovi Chatas Shmeina. So the Shabbos asked Rabbi Yashiv if he has a Pinkas. It's very upset. So I said, mention the law. Who is Mechal Shabbos Bishri? How a person is Mechal Shabbos Bishri? I said, the most of a person wakes up in the middle of the night. He doesn't realize he puts on the light. I'm waiting to get Chatas of them. And then when the whole Shabbos argument, it's not. But we call Makor, I'm not going out of the Shabbos, you have to write a Pinkas or not. The Gemara says, but Rabbi Shmuel, Pamachas Korosi Veiteisi, Vekosavti Al Pinkosi, Vekshibon Al Pisamik, Nosho Vichad Hashmein. We call Makor, some Bochum in the middle of Shabbos, they find in the packet a shekel. The hour in America, I'm not sure. How it happens? Very, very shvach adoyer, Ikvis of the Mashiach. If people will wear weekday clothes on Shabbos, I'm telling you, you would not know what will be going on. It will be vochdi, it will be like weekday. It will be very bad things. The guy that you know, that just get ready, and look, his name is, I don't know when they'll be ready, yeah? White people! The guy that drinks on Shabbos will behave mamish like going, yeah? Not that they behave going like every little Shabbos, but the old mamish look like going. Why? They don't have the Shabbos clothes. In our generation, the Shabbos clothes is the shmir. People will walk around in Shabbos without Shabbos clothes. Who knows what they'll have? So this is the reason the deity, Niskablo Ha'aloche, and then Shabbos will wear Shabbos clothes. Now, from when you're allowed to start to wear the Shabbos clothes? From Chatzos for sure. Some person mode has to be even closer to Shabbos. So it'll be done. The Maise, the Heroe is that the Bochum that get dressed for Shabbos right away in the morning and they learn straight for Shabbos, they're allowed to get dressed already early. But Some boys can hold really tak, it's only from Chatzis. Some boys can hold it's only from Chatzis. This Shabbos for sure, it's easier to be Mekel, Shchoymish, it's not sure what Shechalboy. So for sure, from Bachar, from Chatzis, for sure you can get dressed for Shabbos. Even if he is also allowed to. The Shabbat till when? Iker Adin Yunan Mechoyim. We're speaking about this Shabbos, not about next Shabbos, that will be Tishabov. Iker Adin, he's allowed to wear the clothes Masi Shabbos. I've seen him some specific leave it till Nochmil Avamalke. The Chazanish was Machmir. Shmuel Zalman said, like, Atchila to take off. I heard from his family that the Shtreibel he will take off right away. As a Isur Kibbus, you're not allowed to wash your clothes, you're not allowed to make laundry. No, you're not allowed to make laundry even if you're planning to leave it till after the 9 days. This is not a chumra, this is a seif in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know how many bochum asked me this again. Today, well, I think among everyone, Mishnah Bura, they knew, they asked the rest. It's a seif in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do laundry even if you're not planning to wear it in the 9 days. Even to make laundry through a guy, you're also not allowed. You're not allowed to make laundry for a guy. Now, as a shayla taka, if a person has a laundry machine, he owns the laundry machines, you know, up the hill here, like you have a store, you go in, there's no one is selling, but there's a lot of washing machines. And there's no guy here. You just put the laundry inside, you put some coins and it starts to work. Now what if you're the owner of such a place? So if he's yidin around, it's like me. Abalam is going to his father that they only keep Shavua Shechal. Or he's going. You have to shut down or you don't have to shut down. I'll explain. I'm not asking it's only for neiva. We're asking is aloha, you're not allowed to make laundry for a yid. You're not allowed to make laundry for a goy. So Mishnah Berurah says that to make laundry for a goy is only b'shavua shechal goy, or a machmir. But the shaila is if you have to shut the machine. Most boys can hold you don't have to shut the machine because it's happening me'elo. You're not doing nothing. The machine is doing it. So put the load on the machine and you're washing for it. Now, the shaila does really not make it anymore to put wash in the machine before shkia today and the machine goes after shkia. The Maizis Machlek is a poiskim. The Iker Psak is if it finishes Ben Ashposhes, you can be Maker. If it finishes late by night, Shabazal was Machmer on it, but Grad Rabbi Yashi was Maker. Again, why? He held that the Issu to make laundry is the Maizis of making the laundry, is when I put on the load. Well, it's washing my halo. I don't try to be machmir to finish before.
Dryer also.
Dryer, I'm not so sure. A lot of bochum asked me today after shkir. I got a couple phone calls. I was not in the shkir. Nachmolu, kids, and they finished to make laundry. I think the ones that did like I want to know if they're allowed to put it in the dryer. What is the reason to put things in the dryer? There's an isur to make laundry, and there's an isur to make gilts, to iron. You write that if you don't put it in the dryer, it becomes creasy. But the shaila is, I don't think that the dryer is ironing it. Just if it dries by the dryer, it doesn't become creasy. I don't think in the dryer, I looked, I didn't see like little irons running around. I'm saying, I'm very specific about it. I told the Bochum that they allow people in the dryer. Passing to Yechidim, I'm not scared. The Rabbi, I'm a little bit more mesupik. But my feeling is I don't think it'd be a Yisur. It's not to make new Yisurim. So Avada, if you want to, if your shadow goes to put in the dryer before it will work, that Avada you could be making. But I think there's no Yisur to put in the dryer.
It doesn't clean it, but it stops getting dirty, that problem. If you don't put the dryer...
Well, if someone throws an egg in you, you're allowed to catch it? Yeah.
No, I'm trying to...
Why are you not getting dirty?
No, I'm telling you, if you don't put a dryer, it's not smelling. The water will start...
Again, if you don't put a dryer, the water will smell, it will become
moldy.
But the dryer is not ironing clothes. You say that if you take it right away out and hang it like you have to hang it, and you'll know how... In the old days... Right, maybe some clothes will take in more ironing after it. But the tzata aser is that in the old days, really, you had washing, and then you had ironing, okay? Some clothes, if you don't put them in the dryer, they come out greasy. It's the mitzvahs. Even if you hang it very good in a hanger, that, I think, it will need ironing. And if it dries in the dryer, it doesn't need ironing. Remember, most of the poskim hold that to wash and to clean a sheitel is also midin washing clothes, not midin rechitza, midin kibus. Scheinberg was the one that is making. He said, "There's no kibus over here. You're allowed to wash dishes." Who said that this is a beged? It's a dish. He said, it's not a dish. He said, it's nishkin rechitz, it's nishkin kibus. So, Shazat Chag, Sama Semech al Shaybek. The Iker Psak is Nati. If you have a stain, and you close, it happens every time. And this is one of the halachas are very, very negiah. Yeah, long as a person has only 5 shirts. Yeah. He wears a shirt, he eats, you know, candy flashings, he eats spaghetti with ketchup, and he gets ketchup on the shirt. That's not what he does. He takes it off, carries on eating nochamo. For a couple of days, he's left without shirts. He's allowed to take a wipe. He's been a week, I'm not doing it to Shabbos now. Yeah? And he takes a wipe, wets it, and takes off this thing. Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds that it's us. He's not so sure if you heard it from his father or from the Chazarish. Shem Zaman Erbach says that it's no shayla that it's you. Again, Chalamoyed as well. Going out a trip. Pizza. And you get dirty. Chalamoyed is Isul Kibus. Shem Zaman was Honishkin Shaykhis the Kibus. What else is the Kibus?
The stain remover different?
What?
The stain remover. Many things of stains. Is that different?
It's not kibus. It's not even that. It's a nice kibus. Chazal again. As wearing beged mechubus is no problem. It doesn't make the beged mechubus. Yeah, it makes it even more balagan. Yeah. becomes greasy after you work on it a little bit. So the Isur Kibbutz, like we explained, you're not allowed to make laundry even for after 9 days. Midina Avelis is not to wear such clothes, and the Maisa Kibbutz is Maisa Asochas Das Ma'Avelis. I've added the question, this is why you can't give a goy to do it for you for after 9 days. If it's Asochas Adas, who is Messiah Das? It's Kashis. You know, and today we can't go into all the laundries now. But Zotim Shemazalman, does he Nishkin Maisa Kibbutz? Not everything, it's not melabim. We speak of lametes, always melochas and Shabbos, as he is melabim. Has to be a ma'aseh kibbutz. Stop yourself, you're embarrassed. Then you're allowed. Especially like the halacha is, if you don't have a different clothes, first to Shavu Shechavdo, you're allowed. The first doesn't have clothes. Became all dirty with it, mamish. It's not even close. So he's allowed to rinse them even. Till Shavu Shechavu. And if he's mamish embarrassed, so sometimes said a person is Lama Zalim, he's in a he's went to the Nebrak. Picked up something spilled on his shirt. Yeah, he bought a cup of chocolate milk, place, and it's brown now, yeah? I was embarrassed to go to Avshtem and Chakadevsky. So then, Chakadevsky said, you're allowed. Because I can't change now. So I'm embarrassed. I don't have clothes. I don't have different clothes now. But emotionally, the Bible said, a person can go to a trip somewhere and say, I'll take one shirt. I don't know what to wear, I'll start to rinse it. He has to take all the shirts that he has. But I'm saying, a person can't say, I'll take one shirt, and every time that it gets dirty, I will clean it. Now, there's a meaning not to rinse the floor, not to wash the floors. It's not an Iker Adin, a lot of people are naked. You do it not in the regular way, it's mutter. The mice of the covered Shabbos, be smelish, you're allowed to. If you have kids that are playing on the floor and you don't want to get dirty, you're allowed to. If it's very dirty, you're allowed to. Now, the shayla is kids' clothes. You're allowed to rinse kids' clothes or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says that kids that get dirty, you're allowed to rinse their clothes. The shayla to what age? The Primer Godim is mashma till 13 years old, you're allowed to rinse their clothes. Or Rashi would say 6, 5. Now the halacha when it's brought down, it says even when you do the kids' clothes, not to rinse a lot of kids' clothes together. But Rashi says in our days it's not that guy. You put everything in the machine. It's the same. He said, but it's a big mistake. Big amiratzis. Some people think that if you're ready to the kids, you could put your own clothes inside. Mishum pali mahiv. Think it's mamish first amiratzim and do it. You take one little shirt of a kid to 2 years old and all the laundry of the family. People that polish the shoes for Shabbos, they're allowed to do it also for this Shabbos. What if not for Shabbos? But he actually holds it also. Shul Zalman Neubach said that it's mutter. Chutz from the halacha, you're not allowed to do laundry, you're not allowed to wear clothes that were clean. It's a different halacha. Till now we discussed to make laundry. This is the reason we spoke about taking off a stain. Now we spoke about the halacha to wear clothes. So the halacha is you're not allowed to wear clothes that were laundry, that were clean, that were washed, and even towels you're also not allowed to. Chutz, to wash your hands, for the tiras yadayim, same thing, linen. So a person wants to switch and to change. So the halacha is he has to appear before. He has to wear heavy clothes for half an hour. Or if he puts a couple of clothes on each other and he wears them together, Chaim Kanievsky says it's okay. I mean, it's not the point that the shirt will touch your body or will touch your sweat. So when you wear it, it's not mechubas anymore. So if you wear it together, it's also not mechubas. And you can wear it Shabbos. The Mishnah says not to make it look like a meichel. So in the morning to wear one, and the second one to wear, so Shulazan brings down. Begin Mechuba Shalom Shekhan Tereshchei Dishalom Ein Latir Vatanoim Elim Kena Lovi Bezman Niker אז שנראה שאין לי מחובס. מותו לאל הכסם על הבגודים, על בשיפשיף. נראה למי שזה בשב זה לאט ובאותו, נראה לכו על הולדו על שפה של חוצו זה מכיר. ניקר שמייכים לכך עשה חולצו לאוב של מי סחוי. זה לא כבר כאחון. He says, in the morning you will wear another one, if you go to rest in the afternoon, you will wear another one. What would be if a person did not manage to prepare all of his shirts? So you put it on the floor and you step in it. You take it, you go around a little bit on the floor, you step in it. If it's hard for you to do that, take your shirts, you put them on your bed and you sit on it, and you schmooze on it. So it gets greasy. Doesn't have to get dirty. It has to be that it's not iron. It doesn't look chubos. Now, as a machlokes, if this halacha applies only shirts, pants, suits, or also on underwear, clothes that you wear, socks, things that you put on your body. The Chaim Kanievsky, the Rizzi Karel, it says on all of the clothes. Shmuzama was maker. But there are days I say, you have to put on the shirt in the morning. I have to put on a shirt, my shoe, I go around my room two times, three times, and then I put another shirt, but it doesn't happen. Is it dirty? What's the problem? The inside doesn't get dirty. But it makes a difference to do it. What is the problem? Sweep the floor, no problem, yeah? Well, what could be the problem? I don't know why I can't do that. What?
Sweep the noise out.
I don't know how bad is the deer. So, you know, you take something to describe it before. But. No, but that's the best answer. You go around a little bit. I'll explain why I'm saying that. And undershirt, to sit on undershirt, I don't think helps. It doesn't make it ois mechubas. A shirt, if you sit on it on the bed, it's greasy. It doesn't look like it has to look. Undershirt doesn't have a look. You don't have to sit on it after that. If you're going to have to wear it, which Zalman says it has to be half an hour, has to be that you really can see that it's not fresh. Sometimes you do it to see it's not so hard.
Do you tell the way it looks or do you tell the way it feels?
Both. He says 2 minutes doesn't help. What is the notion? בגד מחופה של לוב שקיימים ראש חיידש אב אין להתר ללוב שמתישס היומים אלא כמו אלובוש בו זמן ניקר עד שאין לו נראה כמחופס השימויס Hoyz ikar da shiur einoy toli bezman mesuyach. Elo shiyisha kde shetizbat la noas akibus. ולאופן ידיים שונים בזמן אירוע מדויקס ואין ברדה בשח קוסם ובשו סגי a little bit, doesn't mean an hour ובחוסו מיירי שלא בשעון המאחר someone else raise it for you so then even for a little bit it's enough the oil on brings a ride the shach says that the oil could give it to someone ויל בשו המועטס so we see in the shach with someone else wearing it, he kills the geshmak of it right away. The hanos kibus, none of the people look for it. Spoils the geshmak. This is what I'm trying to explain to him. A shirt, yeah, if you bring back your shirt from the dry cleaner or for washing it, putting it in a dry, yeah, and someone sits on it, you get very upset. Maskin, when someone sits on your undershirt, you don't care. If someone puts it on the floor, you care. Yeah? So I'm saying this is the acknowledgement. In the undershirts of these things, it's easy to say that if someone stepped on it, he took away the problem. But shaking and shirts, if you stepped on it, yeah, but if you sat on it, you didn't take away the chisol. But shaking and the shirt, only if you sit on it, then tuck it.
Is it a diyav to sit on it?
Now we're ready with the other. We have to.
I don't think what's here before.
No. I'll tell you. The right thing is to wear. With the years, most people don't do that anymore. Masking? I'm not saying. I don't think that most of the people here in the room wore clothes for half an hour. You wore? So yeah? But a lot of people didn't. Sure? Right. So the Moshe, a lot of people, they got to be sure it's the Machmer. They got to be on the shirts, etc. And that the Simach and the Sheet is to put it on the floor. Moshe Kira let the guy in the room to do first. The floor will be clean and then you can go. If you have a guest, you're allowed to put fresh linen. Why? Here's another big aloha. The aloha is you're not allowed to refresh yourself. A lot of avelus. Like a guest that you've given clean linen, that is menschlichkeit. No shaykh is to refresh. No one can sit in someone else's clothes. This is the reason a lot of person wore little undershirts, etc. You don't have to wear them before. It's not derech avor. We can. Now, the emes is another kula. Someone's shirt became dirty. Yeah? When do you switch your shirt? Every day or when it gets dirty? So if when it gets dirty, listen very carefully. People have a big mistake. He says there's no problem, you can go to the next shirt. Till Shavuot Shechabi for sure. Are you loyal to you only have one shirt and it's dirty? You allowed to rinse it? Yes. So it got dirty, so I'm rinsing it. I have rinsed it.
Depends on fashion.
If I'm changing stamp every morning, I want to be fresh. I want a fresh shirt. Then I'm not allowed to really. So I have to come that it was worn already.
You better rinse a fresh shirt.
Okay. When I wear some people every day when they eat they get dirty, yeah? So he switches. Now that person doesn't have to prepare shirts for him. There's no need to prepare shirts. If you have one shirt, the Eloi Malil Boish, he rinses. There's no aloha Yachin Abgodim Koide. If a person wants to change his clothes, he wants to be refreshed, that is the Hilchis Avelis that we're not refreshing. So Moshe Shuzama says, when we change in our days underwear, all different things. So some people in Mamash do it to refresh. But in our generation, most people do it, it's mystic by them. They've all operated that they can. They're like an istemis. He says, the aloch is istemis gomus roichas afilu b'yom ha-kippur. Someone that can. Istemis. They're dealing with, he says, nislach lech b'tzoyo. Roichas atzmeh, nislach lech b'tzoyo. It's atzmeh b'yom ha-kippur. Yeah, a person's hands get full of tzoyo. Yeah? That person, he feels like he's wearing tzoyo now. So instead of his hands are full of tzoyah, his clothes are full of tzoyah. This is the way he feels. So it's not derech avro. So I'm not saying, avada, you have to know the darkest. But I'm saying, when a person changes clothes because they're dirty, it's an emotional. Sometimes by night, you're not dirty today, you just want to refresh. And sometimes in supper you got dirty. So that night, you really don't have to put a shirt on the floor, me, God. I push, nah, my clothes are dirty. I'm allowed to change. For sure, not this year, but it's not Shavuot Shechalbi, for sure. Even Shavuot Shechalbi, me, Iker Adin, if it's dirty, you're allowed to switch. As a machlekes, if it means only the how you call this kafayad or till your elbow. Raglov is also the shire till wear. Only the bottom part until the knee. Till the top of the foot. Because if you say raglov means till the top of the foot, and the other means till the shoulder, and your head yell out, so the isul only to reach your stomach, what is the isul? Can you say? Raglov, I'll rinse my whole feet. Yoda, I'll rinse my whole hands, still my shoulders. Face, I'll rinse the whole face. Also, lichatz abeka. Fetish. So, alkohol, face means the face, the hands means kafayad, maybe till the elbow, and the foot. Now, some want to say that in our days, you're only allowed to rinse maybe your toes, not more from that. Because in that days, when they went in the dirt, so it was like our hands get dirty, our face gets dirty, they rinse the feet till the knees. In our days, that part of the foot doesn't get dirty. It's a regular part of the body. Now, in this year, in the second we'll speak about, so is it isul rechitza, like is it isul to eat chicken with milk? Isul de rabbonim? Isul rechitza. Same shulchan aruch. That says, Moshe, you're not allowed to move mukzeh in Shabbos, to move a pen in Shabbos. It's the same issue to move the pen in Shabbos to take a shower in the 9 days. Same Shulchan Aruch, the same Bes Yosef. I know some people in Chutz La'aretz, they not know this halacha, and the second one will be Misyachas to them. And this year, Rosh Chodesh is Chal Be'erev Shabbos, you're allowed to rinse your body the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. This Friday, because it's Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to rinse your body, ponov, yodov, and raglov with soap. No shayla. Why? Why are you allowed? So the Taz Tainas, that the reason you're allowed to, because Be'etzem, why Erev Shabbos you're not allowed to take a shower in the Kovet Shabbos? Shabbos clothes were really Kovet Shabbos? Why you can't take a shower in the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh? And the second one, we'll see later that in our days we take showers, even next showers, the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. But why are you not allowed to take showers? Because there were choshesh to a year like this year, that next Shabbos will be Erev Tisha B'Av. And they didn't want people to take showers Erev Tisha B'Av. Mainly, they asked him to take showers Friday. That is what the Taz. Mainly, says on Friday that is not Shavuot Shechalboi. So how you all know? It says Friday Rosh Chodesh is not Rosh Rosh Chal. So meaning Friday Rosh Chodesh you will not go Israel. This is the task. Now, what is Tzoynen? Tzoynen doesn't mean cold water. Tzoynen means that it's not hot. It's not hot. So Rechitzas Tainug is also. Kids that have lice and these things, you're allowed to rinse them. If you're dirty, you're allowed to. You have to take off your dirt. Now on Erev Shabbos, in a regular year, Yesh Matirim Rag Ponav Yodav Raglo Veroyshe with the hair, Betzayna. Mishavur says if you're used to doing it every Shabbos, Bechamim, you're allowed to. Shavur says without soap. But if you take, if you're dirty, you're allowed to. Now, the shayla is, lemaise, not everyone keeps this halachas not to take showers. And some people take showers. I want to read from the Shem Zalman Ayobach. ונשאל רבינו איך לא הוירויס לבני חוץ לאורץ הדורים בארץ ישראל ורגילים לרחץ בכל יום. They used to take showers every day. והי שמישהו בגנר איסטן נשמע בשורי ברחיצה, אבל בסתום מאין להחזיק גם באיסטניס, אלא שרגילים בכך לסיינו, ואף לרגילים בכך הוא מרגיש עם קוישי בלי רחיצה הניר להטר יויס מבייס פעמים בשבוע. You can't be mother than more for twice a week. Al kolponim besabon with soap vada in lehoke. So I want a little bit to explain. Some people tell you like this. If you're dirty, you're allowed to. If you take off the zuamo, you're allowed to. Meshe Shtelbuch is a very big maker about this. So they say, we take showers every day. We're so spoiled. We can't manage without a shower. It's not Rechitzas Taino. Shem Zalman says, no, Rechitzas Taino. We ski. We go to trips. We like to enjoy life. We like to take showers every day. It's not the pshat. We can't. And they say, no, we can't. So, Shem Zalman would say like this. In the old days, commercial, everyone is sitting now in this room. Yeah? It's very pleasant here. It's hot? You sweating now? Before you came here, you sweat a little bit in the way? You're dry already, right? I think so. I'm dry already. So in the old days, you know what it means? When someone came to the yeshiva, he sweat like I don't know what. He came to the mismelish, became worse. Yeah? 9 days, you know what was going on there? You're right that they didn't have showers every day. They didn't have the look what we had. But you know, no one owned 7 shirts. No one had 7 undershirts. They really was a hard matzah. So you're right that we are very spoiled and we take showers every day. But the proportion is what we have for convenience is much different. It's hard to say we're spoiled. They didn't have showers, so they managed. But you know how bad the matzo was then? You know how it smelled? There was no way. People were wet. When you walk around on a hot day like today, it's hot. You walk into a room, it's stayed hot. There was no fans, there was no air conditioning. The body sweated the same. So, you're right that we're much more spoiled. But mitzad sheni, we have much more things to change. We have air conditioners, we dry up right away. You go on a bus, in a car, you dry. In the old days, a guy came to be smedrash, sweating. and he thought, go take a shower. He went to sleep with Gehenna. Why did he not take a shower? He woke up, he was soaking wet. Nowadays, 80% of people have air conditioners in the room, they have fans in the room, they come into this medrash, all dried and clean and fresh. So it's very hard to say, you're right that we are much more spoiled, but we're in much better condition. You're right that these people then were not used to taking showers every day. Ask them. The mice of the place can say, when someone feels that he has to, you're allowed to be made. Well, maybe the place can say like this first. Legabe Erev Shabbos. In our generation, everyone takes showers, the colored showers, Kiddush. Why? Why no one is machmir like the Shittas? Right, when you start to learn the first time, the Bachar you learn, looks like Mekoshi, you can take a shower for Shabbos. There you go, everyone takes. Because even if we'll disagree with the Americans, want to take showers every day, but we agree that it's not Ishmael. So that for sure become a Shabbos we allow to do. Val bayos it's mius, become a Shabbos we need to take Shabbos. During the week, so the answer is if someone needs a Shabbos and says for sure to do less. Some people tell me they take 3 times a day a Shabbos. You're looking at it strange. I look at strange as a guy takes once a day also, yeah? So the chetes, you know, the chetes like to make a face like 3 times. No one talk about that. I'm sure the yeshivas that people make 3 times a day. Yeah? I don't mean the people that play ball during the day, yeah? But long as long you take every day, long as long you take once in 2 days. Also take a shower in and out. Don't sit there to enjoy. Take on the dirt, in and out. Better to do it ever, ever. When I do a chitzas kol gufay. So if you have to, again, not to do it like you used to do it. Remember, it's a chulben, not like you used to do it. Or wait every second day, that will not be exactly the same way you used to doing it. But again, if someone feels that he has to, now if a person is used to going to a mikveh every of Shabbos, he's allowed to go also this of Shabbos, but only if he really doesn't skip. He skips for different reasons, he has to skip the Shabbos as well. When you go in, not to go into the Hag Mikveh. You don't have to go to the cold one if it's too hard for you. But again, now, some people, you know, go to the Mikveh and they stay there for half an hour. Signs, toil, but say, not for sure tomorrow, in and out. You can't sit there. Now, there's another halacha. The minhag is not to eat basar and not to drink wine from Rosh Chodesh till the Tavis. Shmuel is busy to understand why. Why we're not allowed to eat basar and yayin. Ha'ovel is allowed to eat basar, but he's not allowed to learn. And we learn the 9 days. But we don't eat basar. Why? So I saw some bochum taki amachum and I could learn. But the place of Shem Zaman in Hilchis Avelus, you're allowed to eat basar. You're just not allowed to learn. That's Hilchis Avelus. For 7 days, someone is over on his father, he doesn't learn, but he eats fleshings. And in the 9 days, became pum fakel. You don't need flations. And Shem Zaman says a Givaldi Kazakh. It's good to know. Can we answer also when we said different now? I want to say what Shem Zaman says. For Hoya Rabbeinu Mevar, the Osu Beboso Beyai Betisha Seyom Mishum Tzar, the Ilu Betalmotoy Lom Mutol, and by Avelis Raptina Sakroini Mule Efech, Shemuto Beboso Beyai, and Osu Betalmotoy Lom. משום שבאבי לסקרוי ועם הצער מור מאלו person feels sad, he doesn't need to ma'ir the tzar of the isul bosul the yai. Like with Talmudei Nesar, are they simchas atei ula ishkach me'avelus? Aber mit dieses Ayomim be'avelus geshonei, ro'u le'tzerech le'chazar so'a לאיר האבינוס והצער די פעולס מניאס בוסו ויאי אבל תויר תלמותויר לירוסם דעד רבה עסק התויר הוא חיינו ורחימנו בקוישי הגולוס Now, the halacha is, we pass in the mice, you're not allowed to eat not meat and not chicken. And we pass in not allowed to eat tafshit shel nisbashel bebosel. You're not allowed to eat potatoes that were cooked together with the meat in the same pot. If they were cooked in the same oven, you're allowed to. But if they were cooked in the same pot, you're not allowed to. If it was cooked in a fleshy gepat ben yoimoi, you're allowed to. If it was bottled b'shishin, the Mishabua says you're allowed to. Wine we don't drink, grapes we don't drink. Now the question is, what would be if it's wine inside the food? You go to kosher restaurants, Tisha Sayomim, you order salmon, kosher the salmon. The way they put the kosher salmon in the kosher restaurant, they put some wine inside. Some boys can hold his noise. Bosel is also be'achile. Yain is also be'shtir. There's no deen not to have time of yain when I'm eating. L'maizah, the boys can say, if you feel the wine, l'katchile not to eat. And a cake, a lot of times you put in some cakes, a little bit of wine. If you don't feel the taste, you're allowed to. If you have a suffix, you're also allowed to. The ma'aser people are makbe lekatchila to be choishes not to put no wine and things that they do with the baked cakes, not to. Shabbos we're allowed to. The Meisah Motzi Shabbos is a stiris how to live Shabbat in Mishnevura. So the Shalashudas is Mamshech. If you're allowed to carry on eating Leishat, the meaning is not. Now, what do you do in Avdol? So the Shulchan Aruch says to bring it to a cotton. It has to be a cotton that is already Bichlal Chinuch, that you can be Moitzim in the Brocha. ולא הגיע לכלל חינוך של אבלוס. It's very hard to know what is the shiur. שהגיע לחינוך, אבל לא הגיע לחינוך של אבלוס. רב שמעון זלמן אוירבך was not makpid on it. He would make avdola and grape juice and he would drink himself. He would say he doesn't know what is the age of cotton שהגיע לחינוך. He says the Ikar Isu was wine, grape juice is a chumre. And maybe he would drink grape juice. So the minhag of a lot of people are Pirim Shemazaman is if you make a donut and grape juice, if there's no kid, you don't act by the neighbor, you don't look for a kid, you just drink it yourself. Even when there's a kid, Talmidim Shemazaman did not give it to a kid. But again, there's a lot of people that have the outer meaning yet. And they take a kid around 8, 9 years old and already is Bichlal Chinuch. But they hold it as Loigiel Chinuch in Yerushalayim and they give him the Avdolah. This week, this year, that again, Shabbos is not even Shabbos Shechal, but Moshe Shabbos, much easier to be Semer Chim Shalom Zalman than to make Avdolah of grapes.